you're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here with Principal Broadcasting, and today my guest is Deborah Shames, and we're going to learn a little bit about her business, Eloquy. So welcome to the show, Deborah.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Eloquy, what does your business specialize in, and what are you helping people with?
We train executives in their presentation and communication skills.
Ah.
And it's everything from the big companies like TD Ameritrade, Wells Fargo, One America, to individuals in law firms, accounting, and financial service firms.
So you're basically helping helping businesses and individuals with probably the worst day of their lives, having to give a presentation.
Yes. And you know what? Since 90% of the population has stage fright, when people learn the skills to be to have their authentic voice, to structure a presentation well, to get up and engage the room, they are so much better than most of the population that it ends up driving their business and making them more successful in business.
Now,
you have to speak out.
Well, that's the point, I think. Do you think, I mean, it's stage fright, we all suffer from it. I certainly do. But stage fright, is this something that's just, are you just a victim of being unprepared? Is that really what stage fright's all about?
No. Jerry Seinfeld had a great line. He said, most people would rather be in the coffin than delivering the eulogy. And it doesn't come from being unprepared. The clinical definition of stage fright is it's glossophobia. It's the fear of being found out for something you're not. And so when people follow an old model of telling a joke or gesturing a certain way, of course it's going to make you tight and experience stage fright. But when you're committed to sharing your perspective and you have a structure to fall back on and you speak in specifics, and for you, it's eliminating the word help, because you don't help people. You serve them, you advise them.
Right.
So we deal with everything from the words that you use to the structure that you use and give people the confidence to get out front.
Wow, that's incredible. I had no idea that there was, I mean, it makes complete sense that there'd be a business geared towards this, considering that 90% of the population is, you know,
yes,
afraid to talk in front of people.
There'll never be a shortage of clients.
No, no, exactly. So, all right.
But, John,
yeah,
my particular focus is on women. Now, yes, our company has dealt with men and women for the last 15 years. But the reason I wrote the book out front is because I've seen so many really talented professional women who hold themselves back because of that critical voice in their head or preconceived notions. And our population, our businesses will never be successful until women speak out. And
I agree 100%. And specifically, especially since you mentioned like the banking industry and stuff like that, law firms, some of these industries are predominantly male industries, which could make it even harder for a woman to feel the confidence level to get up in front of a company of, you know, hundreds or thousands of people and give a presentation. How do you go about helping these women see their vision through?
Well, there's external circumstances that we can't control. There's prejudice against women. There are all kinds of things that hold us back. But the things within our control, that we can do something about, the perfection syndrome, the belief that if we're not an expert, we don't deserve to speak on it. There are mechanisms that I teach that can turn women around. And by the way, anyone in banking, engineers, they can bore each other. So when someone is a good speaker and gets to the point and uses stories and visual descriptors and isn't afraid to speak up, oh, my God, it's like a light goes on in the room. And so I've coached and trained over 1,000 women to get out there and to be successful.
Now, how does your process actually, how does your process begin? Do you start with a consultation? Do you start by kind of finding out what the client wants or where their presentation is going to be given? How do you help people, how do you help coach people through these tough time?
Great question. It has to start with a phone conversation.
Right.
The fit has to be right. And if somebody doesn't want to change, they're not a good client. But I don't care if you're 20-something and just starting out, or you're in your 50s and you've been plagued by stage fright your entire life. We have a talk. I find out what someone's goal is, not so much the venues, but what their goal is. Do they want to be seen as a thought leader? Do they want to work for their favorite nonprofit? One of our clients is an 11-year survivor of pancreatic cancer,
wow,
which is very unusual because it's typically within 5 years,
right,
that's it.
Yeah.
And so with Lori, she wants to be paid and go on the speaker circuit because she's volunteered, and this long journey that she's been on has been costly, both mentally, physically, and financially. So we work together in terms of everything from how to open a presentation, identify her intention, to pick the right role, take her content and adapt it for who's in the room. And in the specific answer to your question,
yeah,
is there are public workshops, there's one-on-one training, there's immersion workshops in Santa Fe, and then we come into corporations and either do trainings or my partner David Booth and I do keynote speaking, unless it's a women's event, and then we have six other trainers, and I'll go in with one of our female trainers.
And do they actually, now before they give their presentation to their audience, you
yes,
guys provide them with some kind of small little, where they can kind of practice on their presentation before they're actually going to do the real thing?
I'd say yes, except it's not small.
People, oh, great.
People need to rehearse, and they need to try out new techniques. And so, yes, our value add is you can always call or email us for a rehearsal. We have an Olympian who just called me before her presentation and after her one-on-one training. I talked her off the cliff because she started getting worried. She wanted to go back to the way she'd always done it. It may not be effective, but it's safe and familiar. So, yes, rehearsal is essential. Not only do we give people rehearsal techniques when we meet with them, mm-hmm, but afterwards, they can rehearse their open, their close. I ask them what their intention is before speaking. And so any of our trainers are there for you in terms of your coaches and mentors going forward. And we still have people from 2000, 2005.
Wow. You're kidding.
Who call us. No, because let's say they're in church and they want to give a talk in terms of getting people to donate more money for an upcoming event.
Right.
Well, they'll call us up and they'll say, okay, here's what I have in mind. What do you think?
Right, just to kind of bounce something off of you.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's fantastic that you guys offer such a great service. Me as myself, having suffered from stage fright pretty much all my life,
yes,
I completely understand people's reservations with getting up in front of people. So it's wonderful service that you guys provide. And unfortunately, we do have to end the show in just about a minute. But I wanted to give you the opportunity. Where can people find Eloquy online? Do you have a website, a Facebook page?
Yes, yes. It's eloquy.biz, B as in boy, I-Z.
Mm-hmm.
There's also the website for my new book, Out Front, which was just launched this January. It's outfront.biz. And John, listen, if you can do a radio show and think on your feet and be as animated and engaged as you are, you can be a great public speaker.
All right, Deborah, how much do I owe you? Thank you, Deborah Shames, everybody. Thank you very much for coming on and giving us just a tiny little glimpse into your professional world. We really appreciate it and wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.